Dearmot. I'm Will Bowman. Jacinda Ardern thanked New Zealanders Saturday for delivering her party a landslide general election victory, this after her government's strong success fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. She told cheering supporters that her center-left party had seen its highest level of support in 50 years. With two-thirds of the vote counted, her Labour Party was forecast to take around 64 seats in the 120-member parliament. In a population of 5 million, New Zealand has suffered just 25 deaths. This will be Ardern's second term as prime minister. In her first term, she was seen as successfully managing other challenges. Analysts say she displayed both empathy and decisive action on gun control after a white supremacist gunman killed 51 Muslim worshippers in Christchurch mosque attacks last year. And she was seen as comforting to a shocked nation when a volcanic eruption killed 21 people and left dozens more with horrible burns. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev vowed Saturday to take revenge on Armenia after a missile strike killed 12 sleeping people in the city of Ganj. It was a dramatic escalation in the conflict over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The attack came hours after Azerbaijani forces shelled Stepanakert, the capital of the ethnic Armenian separatist region. The explosions in Ganj leveled a row of houses and left at least 40 people injured in an attack Aliyev described as a war crime. In televised remarks, he said his army would take revenge on the battlefield and promised to capture Karabakh by driving out Armenian forces. The seeming tit-for-tat attacks further undermined international efforts to calm a resurgence of fighting between Christian Armenians and Muslim Azerbaijanis and to avoid drawing regional powers Russia and Turkey into this conflict.